The quarterback, you know, the way they attack you, they're always going downfield. They're passing the ball a lot. They try to keep you on your heels. They're an attacking offense.
You shortened the bench a little bit, the D-line bench in that last game. What was the philosophy behind that?
Shortening the bench.
I don't think Hunt got any snaps, and you played Brandon a little bit more.
Well, in a windy kind of ball game, you know the passes weren't really going down the field, so you try to have the bigger guys in there, so you try to load up for the run a little bit. That was all.
I know there's a lot to ask, but how do you fix what went wrong last week?
I mean, they're fixable. Like I said, we took a lot of good things out of the ball game, and, you know, there's a lot of things that were OTA training camp day one that just shouldn't have happened, that didn't happen. And we corrected it in the meeting, and we'll move forward from there.
Tom, when you look at this season, why has this defense had so few takeaways? One fumble recovery, not a whole lot of interceptions.
You know, that's a tough question. They come in bunches. You know, you're always hoping for that one to get your spark, but we work at it every day. We're trying to get them, and I think they're going to come, you know, but there's no one finger you can put on it to say this is why we are, why we aren't doing it. You know, some of them fall in your lap. There's a lot of them you got to work for. We just got to keep working at it.
With no weather elements in the dome, do you feel like you'll go back to playing more of a five-man rotation at end?
Well, that all depends on how they come out and how they try to attack us. It could be more, it could be less, depending on what they try to do.
With what you got out of Brandon and his increase in snaps?
Well, Brandon did a good job. I don't know if it's so much an increase as different personnel groups require different people, and if you get caught out there on a long drive, your snaps may tend to get skewed a little bit more.
Mike Patterson getting an opportunity this week? Not sure yet.
No, not sure yet. He's working. Just got to see where he is. You know, this being my first year, I hadn't had the chance to be around Mike much last year, but I know he's tough. I know he's itching to play. I know he loves the game. And, you know, he's a big body, so, and he's a natural born leader, so that'll help out a lot. A little tough because we didn't win, you know, and then the penalties and the third downs, and there was one person here, one person there. It wasn't just, you can't just single out anything. You know, us as a group, as a whole on defense, we got to get it done. It wasn't frustrating for me. It was frustrating that we lost. You know, it was frustrating that we didn't play how we normally play, you know, but you write it off as a bad game and you look forward to the next week.
Why did you decide to start Fletcher for the first, it was his first start of the year?
Fletcher's been playing well with the D-line rotation. They go back and forth each week, so we don't really have starters. They just rotate every now and then, so the starter's there. We feel like we have four starters at D-tackle. Fletcher just happened to go out first.
Is Landry 100%? It just seems like he's not giving what he was given at this time last year.
He's a little nicked up early in the year, but, you know, at this point of the season, everybody is. You know, Landry's a hard worker, he's tough, and he's going to give you everything he's got. I think he's fine. I don't know if I was satisfied with anything because we lost. So, I mean, but they work hard and they rush at it. And I wouldn't say satisfaction is a good word for that game. So I really can't answer that one.
Last week or after the game, Nnamdi Azikiwe was, you know, I asked him if he would have, you know, put a jam on Julio Jones and whatnot. How would you assess play of your defensive backs in terms of being a little more physical with receivers and all that? I mean, how would you assess their performance, especially within the last 3 weeks?
I think when we press well, you know, and there are times where you have to fake jam and change it up a little bit. Too much of one thing is not good for anybody. But when you decide to change it up, you need to make sure you can get out of there. So the assessment is dependent on, you know, game plan, wind conditions, and everything else, and coverage alone of what we go over in practice, whether you can press or not press. Everybody's going to miss a jam in the league, and, you know, somebody's going to give up a deep ball. Unfortunately, it just happened in that game.
He's given up a few deep balls. I mean, even going back to last year, do you think it's a technique thing with him, or are you working with him on that?
No, the technique is fine. It was fine against Baltimore. He got beat on a double move by Jacoby in that case right there. You know, this game, I think he opened up the gate on Julio and let him run, and Julio can run.
So maybe underestimated Julio's speed a little bit there?
I underestimated his speed. I just think he was thinking one thing and guessed wrong. Again, they're an attack team. You know, they attack you with the running backs, with the tight ends, and with the wide receivers. So you got to have a good overall game plan against them. You got to hope he's off a little bit. You know, you got to hope they're a little bit worn down. And he's been tough for years now. It's not just this game. He's been tough against everybody. I mean, they're the number one pass offense in the league for a reason. No, I mean, you're going to see that every week. You know, every quarterback right now with four guys rushing a passer, you're going to try to get rid of the ball a little quicker and let your playmakers make plays. But he can do both. You know, he can make all the throws. He gets rid of it quick. He can play action. He has all the intangibles. You just got to make sure you have a solid game plan.
Why were screens such a problem in that last game? Watching the tape, what did you see there that was causing it?
Tackles.
What was your interpretation of the big screen, the left side? It looked like Namdi got blocked. They picked the flag up and said not illegal contact. Do you feel like you might have gotten blocked in the back a little bit there?
No, I mean, you don't worry about the referees in this game. If they call the flag, it's a penalty. If they don't, it's not.
To Michael Kendricks, was it just one incident that was your decision or Amy's decision to
have to take that first series? That was a team decision. No, I don't think so. You know, Mike's a good player, and he's a tough player. He's still learning at times, and some things that happened to him for the first time, you know, he just has to get better each week.
Are you going to stay
Yes. Are you sticking with Akeem at weak side?
Yes.
All right. Thanks.
Yep.